B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Tuesday, February 26, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll get the latest in esports news from over at the news desk with Sarah Skopic. Plus, Joe's got a brand new trivia game that he wants us to give a try. Those discussions are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming News Update with Sarah Skopic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
In a likely uncontroversial move, Valve has decided to remove the video section from its Steam platform, along with removing all non-gaming related videos. The company has decided to dedicate more focus to content related to gaming and software, using tags to connect users to gaming related videos. Don't worry though, any videos you have bought will still remain in your library.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Who used this feature?
I didn't know that Steam had a video feature.
Who used it?
This is like akin to when Sony tried to make UMDs a thing, like movies on UMDs.
Those were the worst.
The PSP.
For the PSP, that was it.
It was a terrible idea. Now, Sony or Microsoft having some kind of video rental system attached to their systems, that makes total sense, right?
Yeah, PlayStation 4 has an app to rent a movie? Sure.
Yeah, but I can just as easily pop open Netflix or Amazon in a browser on my PC. I do not need Steam for that. That I just do not understand who ever used this feature.
I mean, can you fathom evidence by them removing it?
Fair enough.
Can you fathom using like your hashtag MySteam link to move over a video that you got on Steam to your TV? Why?
No.
Yeah.
Why would you ever?
The 2019 Most Overpaid CEOs report has come out, and our favorite companies, Activision and EA, are in the top 100.
Wow. Surprise.
Did not see that coming.
Surprise, surprise.
Nonprofit advocacy group As You Sow releases this report annually and looks at CEOs' yearly earnings. Activision's Bobby Kotick was revealed to have an annual pay of over $28 million, with EA's Andrew Wilson at $35 million.
Wow. Okay.
Come on, Doc.
First of all, yeah, companies that would appear in the top 100, not much of a surprise here.
Listen, I don't think it's a good idea if you're taking home $28 million to knowingly lay off 8% of your workforce.
$28 million in bonuses, by the way.
I'm just saying, like, it's not a good look. There's no way to make that look okay.
Robbie, to correct that, that was $28 million in his annual earnings.
That's how much he took home. Fair enough, but still.
BioWare's new game Anthem is struggling at UK retails at launch. Initial numbers reveal it's doing worse than even Mass Effect Andromeda did. And furthermore, Amazon UK has dropped the price down to £35 in just 3 days.
Called it.
And the headlines have started, by the way. This is not a good game.
We're
not the only ones who think so, Norris.
I believe you two that it's not a good game. I believe that my own instincts about it were correct, that it's not very good. I don't believe any of the media about this, because like all of the reporting that was done on Fallout 76 was all gotcha reporting, and everything was always tinted with like, How can we denigrate this product even more? And I feel like the same wagons are being circled around Anthem.
I get that, but it's not because specifically with Fallout, they were in a lot of cases trying to, I think, play up the bugs, things that could be fixed eventually. A lot of the stuff that I'm seeing about Anthem isn't necessarily about bugs. It's about you know, specifically how it does a lot of what Destiny does, a lot of what Halo used to do.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But doesn't even do it as well as those games.
But the concept of reporters, you know, bandwagoning essentially the negative energy around a game is something that has happened in games journalism quite a bit. And
especially when it comes to YouTubers. YouTubers are kind of like doubly guilty of this.
Meanwhile, this was a game that, as far as E3 last year, that I and others, of very few select people, have been saying this game does not look good, and, you know, proof's in the pudding.
During a Reddit AMA, Epic Games designers revealed that they are considering adding a respawn mechanic to Fortnite. While nothing has been confirmed yet, the designers said they plan to think through the idea and judge how it would affect the game. This news comes at an interesting time, with Apex Legends becoming more popular, a game which does indeed have a respawn system.
Yeah, how about that?
Where they got
I wonder where that idea came from.
Listen, Epic is feeling the pressure.
Like, for the first time.
Is it no more apparent than right now? Like, they are really concerned.
Oh,
and they should be, because some of the numbers that are coming back from what Fortnite pulled in this most recent month are not great.
Yeah, well, you're right. It's the first time they've dealt with any real adversity. Sure, they've had troubles with some of their esports events, but at the end of the day, it's a drop in the bucket. They don't really care.
Yeah.
For the first time, they're feeling a little bit
They're sweating. Yeah, exactly.
Does anybody want to take bets on the fact that this respawn mechanic drops the day of the World Cup?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, not that soon, but yeah, you're
right.
I mean, it's
the top of the list in Twitch rankings right now, Apex is, so yeah, definitely, they're feeling the pain after good.
French tech site JeuxVideo reported that Microsoft is going to announce two new consoles at E3. Their codenames are reportedly Xbox Lockhart and Xbox Anaconda. Lockhart is supposedly a weaker system with no disk drive, while Anaconda is a newer and improved Xbox One X system. However, it should be noted that all this is currently just a rumor.
So, if that's true, I mean, it kind of confirms some of the things we've heard, that they're going to do a streaming-only box at some point.
Sorry,
and
you
then
just rolling raid over the Anaconda thing there?
We just leave that coming out of my ears to figure out how to work in a Sir Mix-a-Lot joke into this. I don't understand how to do it. It's there, but I don't know. The equation is just too complicated for me to figure out.
Inappropriate.
China has once again stopped approving games seeking permission to release in the country. Industry experts had hoped the worst was behind us when China reopened submissions earlier this year. But as the country struggles to work through a backlog of games that is estimated at 7,000 titles, they have once again shut down. Worse still, the Chinese government has said they expect to only approve about 3,000 titles this year, compared to the 8,000 to 9,000 in past years.
They have 7,000 backed up right now. You have a whole new year ahead of you, and you're only going to let 3,000 through?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is, I mean, if you're a developer who's looking to cash in on that Chinese market, that's, you don't feel too good about seeing that.
I also don't feel good about the gamers in China. They're going to have such a small selection now.
I think that really is disappointing, that, you know, there's a segment of the audience that really wants to get their hands on these games that won't. But at the same time, though, you know, developers, we had even dedicated an entire discussion to this. Are developers suddenly going to start changing the trajectory of their production?
Yeah, who's your
their
market
game?
Now?
Yeah. Like, is it going to be the Chinese market? Is it going to be the rest of the world? Because there's enough people in China to be able to make up. There's enough consumers of video games in China to make up that
difference. There's no guarantee your game is going to be able to be released there.
Not now, no.
Google is set to unveil their new gaming hardware at GDC this year in March. Nicknamed Project Yeti, people began speculating that it would be a game streaming service last year, and this seemed to be confirmed when they experimented with streaming Assassin's Creed Odyssey via browser. One of the many companies trying to crack the Netflix for gaming problem, Google has promised all will be revealed on March 19th.
So you got to try this out, Norris. You got to be in, like, the alpha test for this. Now, this was literally through the browser, right?
Through the browser, through Chrome.
How were you able to set up, like, a controller? Were you able to set up a controller?
You were. You were able to set up a controller. You were able to use mouse and keyboard, whatever you desired to do. The thing is that, you know, it definitely had some issues, but you could tell that the infrastructure was there.
The proof of concept was there.
The proof of concept was there. It worked.
Interesting.
And it was something that, with the proper support, definitely could be successful.
Oh, listen, I welcome the technology breakthrough. I'd love to be able to just open up a browser and play something awesome, so.
And that's all for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Sarah, for the update. Major news broke last week. That longtime Nintendo of America president, Reggie Fils-Aimé, decided to retire.
No.
And in doing so, what? Bowser has finally taken over Nintendo.
No.
That's right. Doug Bowser.
Yeah. So following Reggie's departure from the company, which will be happening in April, longtime senior vice president of marketing and sales, Doug Bowser is set to take the helm as the president of Nintendo of America. Guys, we failed.
I'm actually super excited. Thank you very much.
For Bowser to take over Nintendo?
For some reason, did you not see like his first like thank you for welcoming picture? Like in the background had a Mario and Luigi doll tied up with a GameCube controller. Like he's leaning into it.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
I can appreciate that.
Oh, he's done stage presentations before and for Nintendo, and he always has leaned into it.
So we have a good farewell quote from Reggie that I wanted to read. It says, I wanted to reach out directly to you, the Nintendo community, because there's one thing I really want to say. Thank you. Thank you for your never-ending support and for your passionate love of Nintendo, and personally for giving me a Mushroom Kingdom full of incredible memories that I will never forget, ever. From the first time I saw the nickname Reginator, I realized that Nintendo fans share a unique sense of community, a bond that goes beyond just a love of video games. For these past 15 years, I've been honored to be included as part of your family.
And the part of this that I think is really cool is that Reggie was one of the guys who, when con culture was super big and everybody was going to E3 and it was the mecca of video games, he was one of the guys that stepped up and leaned into the press conference. Yeah.
Reggie revived culture. Nintendo in America.
Yeah,
he did, without a doubt.
He leaned into it totally.
Yeah. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. What is your favorite memory of Reggie? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, Joe's got a new game for us to play to test our knowledge of video game trivia. That game will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, we'll check in with Sarah over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
Come to the Fortnite World Cup, where even losers can make bank.
Esports news is next here on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, Joe will have us play a new trivia game and try to make us look like idiots. That's ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint XP News Desk and get an esports gaming update.
With Sarah Skopic.
Epic Games have finally revealed details on the Fortnite World Cup. The qualifying period will run from April 13th through June 16th with the goal of finding the top 100 solo players and the top 50 duo players. They'll then travel to New York for the Fortnite World Cup Finals that will take place July 26th through the 28th. The competition will have a $30 million prize pool, making it the highest of all time for a single event. Even last place will take home at least 50 grand.
What? That's 50 insane. Racks for dead last.
That's insane.
You can't just throw money at it, Epic.
Yes, you can.
They beg to differ.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
I think Epic has just said, yeah.
Here's my question, though, because we know that Apex is starting to maybe eat into Fortnite, right? Obviously, Fortnite's not going to be unseated. I get that.
Listen, I've heard as much as 50% of their
player base.
Wow.
Not the player base. Of Epic's microtransaction market has
dried up.
That's even worse.
So this is my question. Come this time next year, if they roll out the World Cup Tour again and they don't have the capital to put the exact same amount
That's not the question. Because it's Epic. They have the capital. The question is, will the big wigs in the suits allow them to put up 30 million?
So if it comes out next year and it's only 15 million, what do the optics like that look like to people?
I think that they're going to have to weather a whole lot of maelstroms between now and then.
It's a very big bar to set for yourself.
Listen, yeah. Zod TV in our chat says, I'm going.
I mean, listen, yes, $30 million as a potential first place prize is going to get people in the door, and it's going to get people to watch. Is it going to reinvigorate long-term the scene that you need to have to be able to make Fortnite the number one most popular game?
I don't think it does.
No, but here's the thing, is that like those are insane margins that they that they were working on. Like, well, they don't need to have margins that big.
Well, think about this. Like, $30 million is like, what, less than a percent of your profit from last year?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
Two LCL teams have received warnings following their match with Vayvictus Esports. Rox Gaming was issued a warning after they banned five support champions against Vayvictus, a move that the league said was poor sportsmanship. Vegas Squadron was issued a warning for not putting forth their full effort following their 52-2 victory over Vayvictus.
Someone explain this to me, because a 52-2 victory on the outside
From an outsider looking in.
Yeah, that sounds like that team put forth their full effort.
Right, so here's the thing. A game that ended 52-2 should have ended at the 18-minute mark when it was still
20-2.
That was a case of that game being dragged out they could run up the score on them. Effectively, and that's not a good look. The other one people are kind of upset about with the five support champions being banned. I can see, like, oh, I get it, because they're all girls, so we should ban the support champions.
Right, I get
what the optics is, but the problem is four of those players are support mains. You are actually banning out their champion pool.
That sounds like Vayvictus' problem.
I side with Rox Gaming on that one, but Vegas Squadron, I totally get why they're saying, okay, no, you guys didn't try.
That's fair.
The Toronto Defiant have officially unveiled their contenders team. Branded as the Montreal Rebellion, the squad will live and compete in Montreal. They'll also be able to work on two-way contracts so they could see them compete for both the Defiant and the Rebellion.
That's cool.
Have you guys seen the branding for this?
Amazing.
This is some of my favorite branding.
It's like a Falcon Eagle with a fleur-de-lis in the middle of it. It's like really cool.
I mean, like,
that's awesome.
Even outside of contenders, right? Like, even just throughout the OWL, this is some of my favorite branding, period.
Yeah,
I'm kind of bummed
they got it together.
Listen, with Boston dropping that match to the Dragons,
don't jump ship now.
I am absolutely, you know, Toronto is looking like a very comfortable landing spot. Don't worry, I'm going to tell you that.
Toronto's not doing so well either, but my favorite thing is actually that they picked up former Mayhem player Logic, so Mr. Logic finally found a new home.
Listen, Toronto may not be doing the best, but they didn't drop no maps to no Dragons, okay?
They haven't played them yet either.
No, they haven't.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
It's fair, I guess.
Team Liquid has struck a major sponsorship deal with Twitch. The deal puts Twitch in charge of seeking sponsors and partnerships with Team Liquid, meaning if you want to partner up with Liquid, you have to go through Twitch.
Yeah, that's kind of an extension on a deal they've had going for a long time. Like, Liquid has pretty much exclusively streamed on Twitch for, I think, like 8 years or something like that. Now, it's been a while. But if you're another team and you see that Twitch is handling sponsorships for Liquid, I want them handling sponsorships for me, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, you gotta either be very envious or a little salty about it. I mean, but Team Liquid also happens to be just one of the biggest brands out there. They're backed by Alienware. Yeah, I mean,
they've been active forever. For absolute ever. So, yeah.
Controversy has been brewing at the IEM Katowice Counter-Strike Major due to audience involvement with potential cheating. Reports say that audience members were shouting out players' positions during the FaZe Clan and Complexity gaming match. The concern came from FaZe's unusually subpar performance in the game, just barely winning the match.
Yeah, FaZe was supposed to dominate that match, and people thought that maybe it was the audience shouting out player positions.
Yeah, but don't you have noise-canceling headphones on?
Yeah, I mean, the IEM Katowice assured us that, like, there's no way they would have heard that. But at the same time, like, I also struggle to believe that, like, if you're sneaking up behind someone with, like, a knife to go for a silent kill and the crowd starts losing their minds,
that you can't pick up on that energy.
You might pick up on the energy or see the motion out in the crowd and think, like, wait a minute, something's about to happen.
I've got to wonder how weird that is. I mean, that is a fairly sizable crowd, too. You know, they're going to put out a lot of energy. Unless you're in kind of one of those Ben Stein money, like, isolation booths. I don't know how that gets done.
They used to do that
with StarCraft. Yeah. Yes, I remember those stage setups. They were ridiculous.
For StarCraft, they put you in the Ben Stein money tube.
They literally did. Oh my god, it was hysterical.
Blizzard unveiled their new Overwatch hero this week, marking the 30th hero to join the game. It's none other than the combat medic Baptiste, and he sounds like he'll be a support healer with DPS abilities.
Black History Month!
Of course.
Now, Norris, you actually got a bit of time to spend some time with this hero on the PTR. Yep. What do you think?
Everybody was thinking, you know, seeing where he would fit in terms of GOATs meta right now. I'm not entirely sure. I wouldn't call him a GOATs buster, but definitely would pair with the right heroes. He's going to be able to be used for some really, really, really dope counter strats. So
it seems like lining up a DPS or a couple of DPS to shoot through his ultimate ability would help you shred a tank pretty quick.
Oh, definitely. And by having the immortality field thrown up, you don't get deathballed. So
it allows DPS comps who would normally get torn up by the 3-3 mm-hmm. to survive a little bit longer, maybe do some
interesting
damage.
So not a hard counter to GOATs, but just something that can
new
break
option.
It
yeah it's yeah. not as revolutionary as Brigitte was when
got
she
it.
Came up.
Got it.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP Esports Gaming Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Sarah, for the update. Over the weekend, we got to attend Frostbite 2019 right here in Detroit, Michigan. It was an awesome event, and I kind of just want to take a few minutes to talk about it because, man, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know, they treated us very well. We got to go out as media and cover the event. Detroit showed up
sure
for
did.
This event.
Sure did.
The
1,300 people who
1,300
had entered.
Some change, yeah.
That's not counting spectators, VIPs, and all that type of stuff. That's just people playing.
Yeah.
My brother got to compete in his first Smash Brothers major.
How did you?
He lost in the first round, but took a win in loser's bracket.
Okay.
So he did take a win in his first major, which he was pretty proud of.
Yeah, that's better than getting bounced 3-stock every time.
Yeah, oh yeah, get O2'd right out of the tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, they were selling those shirts that had the O2 embroidered on them. I really wanted one of those. They were already sold out, but like I got there at 2:00 on Saturday, they were already sold out.
But listen, we got to talk about the parody that's going on in the Smash Brothers scene because, I mean, yes, you do have heavy hitters from the Smash 4 scene that are kind of mixing in there with some of the Smash Melee greats, and it's really making for a very interesting scene. When we got down to the top 16, sure. I think there was probably only 3 or 4 names that I knew in there.
I mean, yeah, Void was bounced right before top 8. HBox was bounced out in the first day.
So yep. Mewtwo King Mewtwo was bounced out pretty early as well.
Yeah. Yep. So you had a lot of big names that were bounced out. I think MK Leo and Tweak were in the grand finals.
They
MK
were,
Leo
yes.
is the champion from Genesis 6. Tweak was able to win out, but he was about one of the only big, huge names really left in the
pool
tournament.
By the
well,
end,
we saw
yeah.
a lot of variety, not just in the players, but also in the characters.
In the character selection,
chosen,
too, I mean, yeah.
To see a Solid Snake go as deep in the tournament as we
I
did.
I know. I'm sitting here, that was beautiful.
We're coming up on the end of day one. I'm still seeing like Duck Hunt being played. I'm like,
nah,
what is
it? Was all, we saw it was a all Richter about,
yes.
Belmont.
All about
in
that
top
Richter
eight.
Belmont up against that Olimar. Yes.
That was amazing.
How do you
yes.
do?
Very well.
Very
okay,
well.
Took
a
full him
set.
All the way.
It was a full
wow.
set.
Took him full set. Great performance. Had everyone in the building behind him. I mean, you could hear, I'm pretty sure that you could hear the Crown Plaza shake from the other side of the river. It was pretty amazing.
Dude, day one, someone went for that Falcon Punch, and I mean, like, you could hear, like, the anticipation in the room.
Everyone
like,
bracing
please,
for it.
Please hit it. Please hit it. I want to lose my mind. Oh.
Such a good time. Again, thank you to Alex Varga for having us out there, and to all of the Frostbite 2019 staff. Really amazing. Again, smash.gg for all of the Smash Major competitions. But listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Ahead next, Joe's got a new game for us to play to test out our video game knowledge. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Radio, 1300 AM in New Haven, Connecticut, as well as Fox Sports, 910 AM in Richmond, Virginia. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We've got tons of new emotes, including each of our beautiful faces, as well as not one, but two cat emotes. Tolly and Fritz, our actual cats. Uncle Bubs. If you want to get technical and count Uncle Bubs as the third cat emote,
we have
three cat emotes, but they're all available over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We love playing games here on Checkpoint XP, and today Joe's got a brand new one for us. So, Joe, what the hell are we doing?
Yep, so we're playing a trivia game today, so we're going to see how well you guys know your gaming lore and gaming history and factoids. So,
oh, good.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask one of you a question. If you get it right, you get a point. But once you answer, the other two hosts get to say whether they think you got it right or not. And if they're correct, they'll also get a point.
So, okay.
So just who by has, agreeing or disagreeing?
So if Norris answers the question, you get to say he got it right or he got it wrong. And if you're correct, you'll also get a point.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't know the answer, it would still behoove you to try and sound like you do know the answer.
All right.
Okay. Why? I ain't trying to win no points for nobody else.
Well, no. But yeah, exactly. So you want them to say, yep, he got it right when you didn't, because then they'll be wrong.
I guess.
Okay. Norris, we'll start with you.
Sure.
All right. In Sonic 3, once you've collected all the Chaos Emeralds, how many rings do you need to become Super Sonic? Do you think he's correct?
No, I do not think he's correct at all. No.
Okay. He is not correct. It takes 50 rings to become Super Sonic.
I would have said 100. I would have said 100 as well.
Yeah. It takes 50. So you two were both correct. You'll get a point. Norris does not get a point.
Ha!
I like getting points off of Norris. Like,
yeah. Isn't that nice? See, I thought you'd appreciate that.
Not bad.
Nate, over to you.
Ironic that our victory sound is the Sonic ring.
How about that? I should point out, by the way, all these questions are sourced. I did not make these up. So these all come from somewhere.
Okay.
All right, Nate. In which year was Fallout 3 released?
2005.
All right. Robbie, do you believe he is correct?
I don't.
Okay. Norris, do you believe he's correct?
I do.
Okay. Fallout 3 came out in 2008. Robbie, you will receive a point for that.
I just saw a post because there's a rumor that Fallout 3 is getting remastered.
That's right.
I did see that.
10 years.
I felt like I was in high school when I played it, but I wasn't.
Yeah, I was trying to picture like where, like what, which apartment I was living in when I watched my roommate play it, because I didn't play it until like just recently.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, Robbie, your turn. How many controllers did the PlayStation 3 support?
PlayStation 3. That was not a PlayStation I had. Two.
Okay. Norris, Nate, do you believe he is correct? Did it support two?
He is incorrect.
Okay. He is indeed incorrect. It supported seven controllers.
Yep. I remember that.
Wait, seven?
Like you could plug seven controllers into one PS3?
Yep, with a Bluetooth.
Four in the front.
The eighth device had to be the Bluetooth device. Yeah. It takes seven controllers.
Yep. Yeah.
So Nate and Norris are each going to get a point. So at the end of round one, Robbie has two, Nate has two, and Norris has one.
All right.
Back over to Norris.
Yeah.
Norris.
An opportunity to catch up here.
What is Mega Man's original name?
Rockman.
Is he correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is correct.
All right. All of us getting a point there.
Yeah.
Point all around.
Nice job, Norris.
You got
Nate,
it.
Yes.
Which virus was decoded via the PS3's folded Fold It program? Which virus did they actually manage to decode using that program?
That should be a multiple choice question.
The bubonic plague.
I'm gonna say that's incorrect.
That's right.
You guys are gonna be right. They decoded the AIDS virus using
is that right?
The
Fold-It
program.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at us.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Just make a good guess and sound like you know it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Robbie. What is the name of the time traveling device in Assassin's Creed?
Robbie, that is on like the tip of my nose.
Can I steal it? The tip of your nose.
Right on the tip of my nose there.
Your sayings are just awesome.
You can earn a point based off if you know his name.
I Yeah, it's not coming to me. I'm sorry. I'm going to feel like an idiot once it's said. Norris, what is it?
Well, that's incorrect.
That's definitely incorrect. It's incorrect.
It's the animus.
It is the animus.
Yeah, the that animus.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Norris, back over to you.
Well, wait. Score update at the end of round two.
Yeah, round two. You are all tied at four.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening right now in our Twitch chat, live over at twitch.tv/Checkpoint XP. You can join us Monday through Friday, starting at 5 p.m. over at twitch.tv/Checkpoint XP to check out Checkpoint XP Daily Live and a whole bunch of other stuff. Again, give us a follow, twitch.tv/Checkpoint XP. We're currently playing a new trivia game. Joe, do you have a name for this
game? No, not yet.
It's working out surprisingly well.
We're going to have to actually give it a name.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a round robin style trivia game.
Yeah, we'll work on the name.
Don't worry. We're workshopping the name.
That's right.
Don't you worry about it.
All right, Norris, over to you.
All right.
Name three playable characters from the Left 4 Dead games. Three of the eight.
Pass. I ain't getting it.
He's correct. No, I'm kidding. He's incorrect.
He's incorrect. Okay. So they would be Zoe, Francis, Coach, Rochelle, Bill. Nick, Ellis, Bill, and Lewis.
I wouldn't have gotten none of them.
All right. So point for Robbie and point for Nate. All right, Nate. In Super Mario 64, for what reason did Mario go to Peach's castle?
She invited him. She wrote him a letter.
She did. I'll accept that. She specifically says, I baked you a cake, but she did write him a letter.
You were supposed to let us say correct.
Yeah. I was going to say,
game.
Yep.
I knew he was going to screw it up.
See? But here's the problem.
Give us all points.
I'll give you all. Okay, you can all have 2 points.
Give us double points for that.
All right, you all got
you
two
idiots.
Points.
I was about to say, because Peach let him know, you know what I'm saying, come get that thing.
But there's a problem. Because
Netflix, listen, Norris, Netflix and chill was not the driving reason for Super Mario 64.
No, it was Superstar and chill.
That's fair. Damn. All right, Robbie.
Yeah.
What marine animal served as the code name for the GameCube? What was it called?
The dolphin.
Yes.
He is correct.
That is absolutely correct.
I was about to say, if you don't get that one.
I knew that.
I did not know that one when I saw it. I had
really?
No idea.
I was making conscious memories when that was going on, so I still remember that.
All right. Norris is currently at 7. Nate is at 8. And Robbie is at 8 currently.
Okay.
So, Norris, over to you.
Okay.
In the Fallout series, the Great War happened on October 23rd of which year?
2077?
Is he correct?
No.
No.
He is correct. It was 2077.
Eat it, co-host!
That ties it all up again at 8.
Damn.
Nate, this one's for you.
Okay.
In Pokemon Red and Blue,
yes.
Which ability is HMO5?
Strength.
I know this.
Is he correct?
Surf.
That you have to answer correct or incorrect.
So he's saying he's incorrect. He says surf.
Incorrect.
He is incorrect, but I don't even want to give Robbie the point because it's not surf, it's Flash.
Yes, so I get the point.
I'm giving the point only to Norris on this one.
Fine.
All right, Robbie, what is the what is the name of the playable protagonist in Life is Strange?
Oh, no, I know both their names, but I know who the playable
Which
one is.
Which one's the playable
one?
It's a 50-50
Max.
Shot.
Okay, is he correct?
He's incorrect.
Incorrect.
He is correct. It is Max.
No!
Chloe's the other one.
Price is the other one.
I was so close to saying Chloe, too.
All right. Robbie and Norris are currently at 9, and Nate is at 8 right now.
Oh, no. I've fallen behind.
Yep. All right.
Whatever will I do?
Norris, what is the default alias that Princess Garnet goes by in FF9?
Dagger.
He is correct.
He is correct.
He is correct, indeed. All right. So
10. All right. Nice job. Nice one on that.
Okay. Nate, let's see. Aperture Science CEO Cave Johnson in Portal 2 is famously voiced by which voice actor?
I know the actor. I'm just blanking on the name.
Come on.
John C. Reilly. Wrong. I know it is.
It is J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
So
we get points
to Robbie and Norris.
Sorry,
all right.
I wouldn't have got that one either.
All right.
I knew the voice. I was like, if you even say
State Farm guy, I'll give it to you.
He is on the State Farm commercials.
He sure is.
He's the Farmers Insurance.
Farmers.
You're right.
We cover a lot because we've seen a lot.
All of you get a point subtracted.
Yeah, no, I'm Joe at negative
gets,
one. Crap.
Yeah, Joe gets a point subtracted.
All right,
that.
Robbie. What was the first game to feature the fake language Simlish? What is the first game to feature that?
Oh, someone tells me it's not The Sims. I'm going to say SimCity 2000.
Wrong. Okay. Is he correct? Wrong. He's wrong.
He is wrong. Do you guys know what it is?
It's the first Sims game.
It is SimCopter.
Get out!
It was SimCopter.
No way!
Yep.
Wow.
8-10 and Norris to 12. All right, Norris, last round. What was the original name of Minecraft?
Oh, I don't...
I don't know. Kid Blocks.
He is wrong.
It is. It was originally called Cave Game.
Cave Game.
Cave Game was the original title of it. Ugh. All right, Nate. What was the first video game developed by Rare?
The Golden Axe.
Wrong.
Wrong.
It was Slalom.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
From the olden times.
Wouldn't have known that. And we got one more.
We got one more. Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first M-rated title developed by Square?
Oh, by Square?
Ooh.
Oh,
good
no.
question.
The Bouncer.
No.
No, you are wrong.
No, it is not The Bouncer. It was Parasite
Eve.
Ooh.
Was it, really? That was rated M?
I didn't know that was rated M.
They had a shower scene or something.
I even had that.
Here's a quick bonus one for anyone who wants it. Little sisters are used in BioShock to collect what substance?
Oh.
I don't recall.
God, it's right there.
It is. It's right on the front of my tongue this time.
Damn, I want to say Adam.
That's it. It's Adam.
Hey, there you go.
Norris, you got 15 points. You win.
Congratulations to Norris for winning our trivia game. But listen, we want to hear from you. How many were you able to get right? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Make sure you tune in tomorrow when we'll ask our social media followers what the hardest boss battle they've ever fought is. And make sure you join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird Atlas. Find more at weirdatlas.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Scopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.